With me today is Susan Sims Giddens. She's the president of the Ozark Regional Lily Society. Susan, how did you become interested in growing lilies?
I think we all have stories about how we became interested in gardening. And so my grandmother was a big gardener, and so she got me interested in gardening in general. And then I was in this, you know, the Midwest and moved, came back to this area a number of years ago. And so basically in my garden, I have lilies and I have iris among, you know, other varieties of landscape. And so the lilies just add such a boost and such a bright spot to the landscape.
How many types of lilies are out there?
There's probably thousands of named varieties, but we do have 9 classifications as part of the North American Lily Society. Our area in southern Missouri is probably about the southernmost area that has a lily society, simply because lilies need to go through a cold spell in order to, you know, bloom the next year. And also, if it gets too hot, lilies, you know, don't do well like in the southern states.
You're with the Ozark Regional Lily Society, as I said. Tell me a little bit about your organization and what you do.
Our organization was founded in the late 80s, and so we became affiliated with the North American Lily Society, which is an overall umbrella of societies that covers both Canada and the United States. And our organization really is to promote planting lilies in the garden, in the landscape.
The Ozark Regional Lily Society will host the Lilium Show tomorrow from 10 to 3 at the Springfield Greene County Botanical Center. That's at Nathaniel Greene Close Memorial Park. What will there be at the show?
Well, we will have tables and we will have stems from our gardens. We have members who bring in stems and we do what we call grooming. And so we make the stem look as most appealing and, you know, to the public that comes in. So we will have all varieties. People get to see what the lily stems look like and they're all named. And so if they want to order or if they want to talk to a Lily Society member, then we're more than happy to explain the varieties and how to plant, how to mulch, you know, how to take care of lilies. And the good news is that the lilies are pretty self-sufficient. So you do not have to dig the bulbs. You don't have to bring them in every year before it gets cold. And so the bulbs do multiply. And so even if you plant 3 or 5 lily bulbs, then the wonderful part about that is that in a few years, then you have a really wonderful clump, which gives you a really pretty show in your garden.
Is it free to get into the show?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's always free, and we always have members there who are very excited about growing lilies. And actually, we've got hybridizers in our area so that they hybridize so that we have new creations of lilies. And so that's really fun. So we're really excited about our show this year.
How can somebody find out more about the show or about the Ozark Regional Lily Society?
You're welcome to call my home number, which is 417-877-0763. If I'm not right there, then I certainly have voicemail. And you're welcome to call the Botanical Center.
Well, thank you, Susan, for coming in to talk to me today. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for having me.